This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day, a great week as we look forward to a great new year. And certainly there is a tremendous yearning for peace in this new year, for a cessation of some of the horrors that have emerged, and not just in Ukraine, but now with a threatened other European war in Serbia and Kosovo, and, of course, the omnipresent threat of some kind of North Korean attack on South Korea or Chinese attack on Taiwan. So who, in the midst of all of these threats and all of this insecurity and the clear worries by American people about what is going on, who is a reliable messenger for peace? Think about it. We will get to that answer. Also, do you know that how Sweden is very often looked to, especially now that it's a member of NATO, as a model nation? I mean, again, conservatives admire the Swedes because they are now very clearly on a pro-democracy, pro-American part of the world alignment. When they, together with Finland, joined NATO, and they have, and Sweden has one of the most effective navies in the world. Most people don't know that, don't acknowledge it, but Swedes are proud of it. Sweden has also given another reason to be proud, and in answer to one of the officials, Rachel Levine, who used to be Richard Levine, of the Biden administration. We will get to that. And also, what is it that people are looking for in the next president of the United States? There's an interesting piece by Susan Page that appeared in USA Today asking precisely that question. And the title is In Search of the Perfect President, What Americans Say They Want from Age to Gender. Republicans and Democrats value different leadership styles in the Oval Office. One reason it's hard to get things done. And this reflects a series of polls that were taken on various issues about what the American people have in mind. Not who they have in mind, but what they have in mind from the next president. And for instance, they ask, how old should the president be? Now, we have one candidate who's going to be 78 in the at the time of the next inauguration. That would be Donald Trump. And then one candidate who would be 82 at the time of the next inauguration. That would be Joe Biden. How many people like the idea, say they would prefer a president who's 80 years old or older? Now, it's amazing to me that I would have guessed that there would be 10%, something like that, to come out because they're Biden loyalists. And despite his low approval ratings, President Biden does have people who are very loyal to him out there. But here is what they say when it comes to what the American people want in terms of the next president. The sweet spot, writes Susan Page, is later middle age, between the ages of 51 and 65 years old, the age group chosen by 50% of the people who are surveyed. An additional 25% picked earlier middle age, 35 to 50 years old. You have to be 35 in order to become president of the United States. It's a constitutional requirement. And nobody has seriously attempted to alter that or really to challenge it. The youngest president we've ever had to date was Theodore Roosevelt, But he became president because he was vice president when President McKinley was assassinated, and he was 42. John Kennedy was 43 when he was elected president in 1960. So 25%. So again, you have basically 75% of Americans who want a president who is under 65 years old, which is reasonable given the fact that many people look at 65 as retirement age. Those findings, they say in USA Today, could be cautionary for Trump, who last month announced another presidential bid. The former president will be 78 years old on Inauguration Day in 2025. Just 8% said an ideal president would be 66 to 80 years old. It's an even greater caution for Biden, who says he's inclined to seek a second term. He'll be 82 at the next inauguration. Fewer than 1% would choose a president who's 80 or older. Now, I'm sorry. This is actually a very profound poll. When they're asking people, okay, what are you looking for in the next president? The fact that it's less than 1% say they want a president who's over 80, this is going to work against Joe Biden very profoundly. It's going to make it very difficult for him to beat any Republican. I mean, any Republican who's, say, below the age of 75. Say below the age of 70. I mean, DeSantis is 44 right now, I believe. He would be 46 at the time of his inauguration. This is a very persuasive. What about the idea of a female president? Is it time for a female president? Asked Susan Page. Maybe not. Most voters, a 55% majority, volunteered that gender doesn't matter. For a significant number of Americans, the Oval Office, however, remains a man's world. Best of preference chose a man over a woman as ideal by more than 2-1, 28% to 12%. With all of the propaganda about how important having women in high office is and the emphasis on having a female, actually, and having a black female who would be our next Supreme Court justice, and we got a Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson. Okay, the idea that they would choose a man over a woman, Americans, 2-1, 28% to 12%. Among Republicans, 50% said the ideal president would be a male. How many Republicans thought the ideal president should be female? Pay attention to this, Nikki Haley, 2%. Now, is that reflect well on the Republican Party? I mean, if there is a right answer to this question, shouldn't it be that, frankly, gender doesn't matter for the presidency? Character does. Ability does. Experience does. Your values do. Your agenda does. But gender? I mean, think about Margaret Thatcher. And then you can think about Liz Truss, who was a disaster and lasted less time as prime minister than anyone previous. Okay, what about the home time effect? Where are you from? Most of those surveyed, that would be 57%, said it didn't matter where a person is from. And which party? How about neither? It is no surprise that Democratic voters overwhelmingly wanted a Democratic president, 71%. Republican voters overwhelmingly wanted a Republican one by even more, 74%. But there was notable support for a president not affiliated with either major political party. That was the preference not only of two-thirds of independents, 67%, but also of 17% of Democrats and 13% of Republicans. Okay, so this brings us to what kind of experience should the ideal president have? Should the ideal president have political experience, military experience, business experience? If you have strong feelings on it, you can give us a call, 1-800-955-1776. We'll be right back on the MedVed Show.
The Michael MedVed Show.
long should kids have to stay in a dangerous or failing school? In Washington, thousands of kids are assigned to chronically failing schools because they live in the wrong zip code. Michael Medved here for Washington Policy Center. If your child is stuck in a school that isn't helping them fulfill their full potential, shouldn't you have the right to find the educational environment that can? The purpose of public education is to educate children, not to maintain a specific delivery system. Go to FundStudentsFirst.com. Free history show streaming and a download of our daily show ad-free. That's what you get for all of 22 cents a day when you join us as a member, Medhead Plus. This is one of the great deals available to try to enhance appreciation for this greatest nation on God's green earth. Check it out at michaelmedved.com or medvedhistorystore.com.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Michael Medved.
Here you go again.
And on the Michael Medved Show, talking about a series of polls put together over at USA Today, asking about what the American people want in a president of the United States. For instance, do Americans want a president who compromises in order to get things done, or one who stands on principle no matter what? Now, it would be obvious what happened with Joe Biden. Joe Biden emphasized that he would compromise in order to get things done. Has he done so? occasionally. Did he stand on principle no matter what? I don't think anyone would say that looking at the Biden term so far that he's shown a lot of standing on principle no matter what. I mean, maybe he did on Afghanistan with disastrous impact. He had said he wanted the troops out of Afghanistan, same as President Trump did. And he went forward with it, despite the fact that it has been clearly the biggest failure and the biggest blunder of his administration. But here is the difference between Republicans and Democrats. By double digits, Americans in general, by 57 to 34, the Americans say they want a president who compromises in order to get things done. 57% is a big majority. And that surprises me, actually. But it's different according to party. By 74 to 19%, the Democrats overwhelmingly want a president who will cut a deal. Republicans, by 50% to 38%, prefer a president who stands on principle, even if it means things don't get done. Now, again, they don't add in here, things don't get done. They don't put, even if it means shutting down the government, because, again, we're done with the government shutdown threat at least until this fall, October. And but they have the debt ceiling to try to deal with come October, and the Democrats are making noises that they won't give anything to the Republicans in terms of reducing spending, and now they control the Senate very clearly, and oh, what a mess. But then it comes to, do you want a president with political experience? Experience in politics was seen as a plus by most voters. Democrats preferred senators over governors. Well, because they prefer the power of the federal government over the power of state governments. Though it wasn't overwhelming, Democrats preferred senators over governments 37% to 32%. Republicans, in what may reflect a GOP antipathy for all things Washington, preferred governors over senators by 3 to 1, 36% to 11%. More good news for Governor DeSantis. Are there any other serious Republican candidates who are governors? Well, Nikki Haley's a former governor of South Carolina. Chris Christie, if he gets in the race, of course, served two terms as governor of New Jersey. Chris Sununu, who is making presidential noises, though many people believe he is too moderate to actually prevail in a conservative Republican Party. We will see. Among Republicans, there seemed to be some backlash to political experience. One-third say they would prefer someone with no political experience. Isn't that strange? Why would you prefer someone to do a job who's never done it before? I don't understand the logic. In other words, if someone is operating, doing brain surgery on you, would you prefer somebody who's never done it before? If a pilot is able to get off the ground with all of the delays that we have and all the problems we have, would you rather have somebody who's never done it before? But President of the United States, which is a pretty complicated job, I do think that part of the problem that you saw with President Trump was a lack of political experience. And some of the unnecessary confrontations and fights and the two impeachments and the idea of some political experience, particularly executive political experience, I would think would be important. And what about business experience? There's also a partisan divide on the value of business experience in the perfect president. Overall, 56% said an ideal president would have a background in business. That included an overwhelming 85% of Republicans. Among Democrats, however, there seemed to be some backlash to corporate experience. By 55% to 29%, they preferred a president with no business background. And again, how ridiculous is that? with the importance to business, to every single family in the nation, to the nation at large, to our well-being, to our position in the world, why is it an advantage to have no business experience? I mean, again, there are a lot of popular Democrats. I'll take John Kennedy, for instance, or take Barack Obama more recently. Barack Obama is, I believe that this was a line that was used by Senator McCain. Barack Obama had never even administered a hot dog stand. I mean, and Joe Biden, again, is not somebody who has shown a lot of business experience. His son has. Well, probably better for Biden that you don't go there. And then military experience. And this is very interesting because there is a great tradition of Republicans and their predecessors in the Whig Party of relying on military heroes. Some of the most successful Republican presidents ever were military heroes, people with, and most notably Dwight Eisenhower, who was one of the great commanders in all of our history. Service in the military was a clear asset among Republicans. 61% said their ideal president would have served in the military. Another advantage for Governor DeSantis, who has a distinguished military record. Democratic views were more mixed. 31% favored a president who had served. 37% of Democrats say they favored somebody who hadn't served. Why would you, what is going on with the Democratic Party? Why would you prefer a candidate for president who hadn't served his country in uniform? Wouldn't you, I mean, all other things being equal, prefer someone with some of that military experience, someone who's going to be put in charge of the military? Because a commander-in-chief is the most important responsibility, right, that a president actually has. Okay, so what about commander-in-chief in charge of peace? Who is just hailed as a messenger of peace? We will get to that coming up on the MedVed Show.
Michael MedVed.
Keep going. Don't ever stop.
The Michael MedVed Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA News Update. Southwest Airlines reporting 62% of their flights are canceled today. Thousands of travelers are even struggling to find their luggage after mass cancellations, like this passenger searching for his bags at Baltimore Washington International Airport.
One of my bags is in Denver, and one of them is apparently in this sea of luggage.
Southwest announced plans to fly only one-third of its schedule in the upcoming days nationwide as it struggles with a company meltdown. Southwest has canceled nearly 16,000 flights since last Thursday when a massive winter storm hit the U.S. FlightAware reports that more than 2,800 flights across the country have been canceled today, with more than 3,200 facing delays. The Biden administration is renewing its commitment to free former Marine Paul Whelan from a Russian prison, today marking 4 years since Whelan's detention in Russia. He's serving a 16-year sentence on espionage charges that the U.S. says are baseless. Jeremy Scott, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
All across America.
Michael Medved's marvelous malice-making media machine.
This is The Michael Medved Show.
And on The Michael Medved Show, in this week, the last week of the year, you have the chance maybe to participate in something new. My wife, Dr. Diane Medved, appears quite regularly. I think it's every 2 weeks now. In a webinar about marriage and family and marital issues and issues of child rearing. They've actually been taking a look at legally, ethically, morally, and psychologically, whose children are they? I mean, what is the state's interest and the limits of the state's interest in children and child rearing and more? She's together with two other outstanding experts on marriage and family issues. Dr. Medved will be doing one of her webinars this afternoon, right at 3 o'clock Pacific time. That's 6 p.m. Eastern time, and it's at BarryShore/marriage and BarryShore.com/marriage, or it's posted at MichaelMedved.com. Also posted at MichaelMedved.com, an opportunity to join my brother and some 7,000 others. Literally, that's how many they can hold, and they always sell out. In Jerusalem on February 15th of next year for the Our Crowd Global Investor Summit. If you enjoy the challenges of Aspen, Park City, or Davos, you'll love the mountains of Jerusalem. No, really, it's well above sea level. It's over 2,000 feet above sea level. The Holy City may not be the highest elevation you've ever climbed, but its unique blend of ancient and modern will delight your soul and your senses. And at the summit, you'll mingle with thousands of fellow investors from our crowd, entrepreneurs, multinational executives, and high-tech experts from more than, honest to God, 190 countries. It's an amazing gathering. I'm unbelievably proud of my brother for putting this together. You can find out about it by going to our website, MichaelMedved.com, and clicking on the banner for Our Crowd. And when it comes to our crowd and the international situation right now, there's a powerful piece that was prepared for the AEI, for the American Enterprise Institute, and it's by Matt Continetti, who has written that wonderful book on the history of the conservative movement in the United States. And he writes about the current messenger of peace, who he identifies as Vladimir Zelensky. He had come to Washington, as we know, last week, directly from the front line in his country's defense against Russia. And he was asked, when he appeared at the White House with President Biden, what's your message for the American people? And Zelensky replied directly in very forceful English, which he, thank God, speaks. My message, he said, I wish you peace. The value of peace, Zelensky continued, is something one understands when it is missing, when one's children are threatened by terrorists and invaders. Zelensky carried with him not only a message of peace, but also a sense of hope. Zelensky summarized, writes Continetti, in a few clip sentences, the war's humanitarian and strategic stakes. His personal courage and blunt rhetoric put to shame who cynically and foolishly criticize his dress, his manner, his history, and his aims. Zelensky stated succinctly why Ukraine fulfills the requirements for U.S. involvement, helping Ukraine protect and defend her people against Russian war crimes is not only just, it also furthers America's interest in a world where despotism is constrained and where freedom thrives. It was neither Zelensky nor any of his fellow Ukrainians who violated the status quo on February 24th. It was Russian dictator Vladimir Putin. He broke the peace. He ordered his special military operation to decapitate the democratically elected leadership of Ukraine. He used the term decapitated. Install a puppet regime. Divide the Western alliance formalized in the NATO treaty. And solidify a no-limits partnership with the Chinese Communist Party that would reorder the globe along tyrannical lines. Ukrainians did nothing to deserve this fate. Their countrymen have fled. The economy is ruinous. Yet they continue to fight for national survival and democratic liberties. Only the most confused, damaged, or corrupted moral compass would fail to identify the just side in this battle and be unable to distinguish the aggressors from the aggrieved. And only the most desiccated character would disparage a war leader who has consistently demonstrated individual bravery and communal solidarity. Securing America's position and freedom's future without direct intervention and for a rounding error in the federal budget is a strategic bargain, writes Continetti. Ukraine needs more, not less, U.S. aid. And it needs it now. The faster the Patriot missiles, the layered air defenses, the Attack MS tanks and MiGs show up in Ukraine, the sooner victory will arrive. And Volodymyr Zelensky's message of peace can be made real. I think that is important. We've posted it up at our website at michaelmedved.com, and worth hearing. Then there is this. When it comes to peace, there is something going on in America that is sometimes described as a culture war. And there was a fusillade in that war that was offered by Rachel Levine, who is a health official in the Biden administration, of course. And she said there is, quote, substantial misinformation about gender-affirming care for transgender and gender-diverse individuals. And there's a piece by Madeline Kearns in National Review where she says, I couldn't agree more with Dr. Levine. Even the name gender-affirming care is a euphemism used to disguise the brutal reality of sterilization and breast genital mutilation. Levine is a chief spreader of this kind of misinformation. In the same speech, she says, the positive value of gender-affirming care for youth and adults is not in scientific or medical dispute. What nonsense! Even the New York Times admits the controversy. And now there is an amazing piece, also in National Review, about Sweden pulling way back from gender-affirming care for children. As the Biden administration and deeply ideological publications such as the New England Journal of Medicine push for treating children with gender dysphoria with nothing but affirmation and castigate mental health treatment for gender dysphoria, considering it equivalent to conversion therapy, less politicized institutions and other liberal societies are hitting the brakes. Sweden's National Board of Health just updated its guidelines on the care of children with gender dysphoria, and caution is its new watchword. It declares that extended psychosocial explorations are key. The announcement in translation, young people suffering from gender dysphoria need to be able to quickly receive an investigation and be offered adequate care measures based on the healthcare system's assessments of care needs. Good psychosocial care is fundamental, says Thomas Linden, head of the Department of the National Board of Health and Welfare. Contrary to the Biden administration's and gender activist assertions that the science is settled, there is a paucity of studies on the best approach to caring for children in this condition. We will be right back on the MedVed Show.
The Michael MedVed Show.
You can't handle the truth.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVed Show.
Okay, it's winter time, and that shouldn't stop you from going outdoors and enjoying yourself and getting some exercise. Relief Factor can help with that cause. Relief Factor is natural. It consists of fish oil and turmeric primarily and other ingredients that have been tested and shown to be remarkably effective. A Relief Factor can make you feel better and give you an opportunity to enjoy all kinds of aspects of an active life that you may have been prevented from enjoying in the past. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner. There's a special price available for what is called a quick start with Relief Factor. You take these tablets, which are entirely natural, no chemicals, no preservatives of any kind. This is a wonderful product that we heartily endorse. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor. We've all heard the saying, safety in numbers. Well, think again. The IRS, the country's powerful tax collection agency, is on a hiring spree. They're bringing in 87,000 new agents. Now, no taxpayer at any income level is entirely safe from IRS scrutiny or, worse, a dreaded IRS audit. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. How safe are your accumulated savings and wealth from government examination and reach? Owning gold and silver is one of the best ways to keep your wealth in your own hands. Precious metals provide a layer of privacy that's not available through a bank account. When you own precious metals, only you and your dealer have knowledge of your purchase. Now, I buy all of my precious metals from my friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. Nick's been in this industry for 41 years, and he has established a reputation built on trust, transparency, integrity, and fair pricing. Call Nick and his team, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And on the Michael Medved Show, what is fascinating about this new statement from the Board of Health and Medical, the equivalent of the CDC, or the National Institutes of Health for Sweden, which is a very advanced and civilized nation, is that they emphasize the need for further research about any of these surgical or medical interventions in children. And with the idea that you don't trust children to do something like using tobacco, even if they want to, or drinking alcohol, even if they want to, you trust them making a permanent decision at very young ages that does involve extremely major surgical intervention and the use of hormones to suppress puberty. I mean, it's a very, very difficult issue. And when they talk about, oh my gosh, conservatives are trying to deny children this life-giving medical care, what they're saying in Sweden, and again, just to go to the direct text from their National Board of Health, there is also a recommendation regarding breast surgery, removal of the breast tissue, which is frequently performed on young female to male transgender individuals. Similar to hormonal treatments, they say, the assessment is that such treatment should continue to be given only within the framework of research, and that pending the onset of a research study, it can be given in exceptional cases according only to the criteria contained in the knowledge report. As with the previously presented recommendations on hormone therapy, the uncertain state of knowledge suggests profound caution at present, said the top official involved. Several factors have pointed toward increased caution in offering a hormonal and surgical treatment, insufficient scientific evidence, a yet-to-be-explained increase in the number of people being diagnosed, especially 13 to 17 years old, and with registered sex female at birth, less uniform experience-based knowledge among participating experts than in 2015. And the documented prevalence of detransition. Detransition is when people have made the transition from one gender to another and they want to go back, which sometimes it is impossible to do without permanent damage to your ability to have children or even to lead any sort of normal life. There is this too, speaking about a normal life. Whoopi Goldberg is 67 years old. She obviously is very talented. She's won an Oscar. She has gotten into a whole new round of trouble with stupid commentary. How did it go? Where did it come from? Here's the NBC News report on Whoopi's latest backlash, clip 8.
Fresh controversy surrounding Whoopi Goldberg. It's spilling over from comments she made almost a year ago saying the Holocaust was not about race. She was widely condemned then and apologized, but she just made similar comments again in a new interview.
Whoopi Goldberg making controversial comments again, reiterating statements from earlier this year that the Holocaust wasn't about race. The Sunday Times of London quoted Goldberg as saying the Holocaust, quote, wasn't originally about race. Also saying, quote, they did that to black people too, but it doesn't change the fact that you could not tell a Jew on a street. You could find me. You couldn't find them. That was the point I was making. The Times said when the reporter reminded Goldberg that Nazis identified Jews as a race, she rebutted, the oppressor is telling you what you are. Why are you believing them? They're Nazis. The article already invoking backlash and deja vu from some critics on social media, including from a Holocaust survivor and author who said Goldberg continues to use the Holocaust as her punching bag.
Okay, why is this argument important? Because basically it denies the involvement of racism with the Nazis. And if for anyone who's even picked up a brief excerpt of Mein Kampf, My Struggle, Hitler's 1923 book that basically indicated what he believed Germany needed to do, he was talking very directly about the Jewish people as a race and as a race that had to be terminated. And one of the proofs of that is it was not based upon Jewish religion. It was not based upon participation with Zionism. It was based upon there's even a Catholic saint who was a Jewish convert to Catholicism who's killed at Auschwitz. And by the way, and during her time at Auschwitz, ministered to other people, and very noble individual, apparently. And the idea that somehow there is a difference between racism and the anti-Semitism that was conducted by the Nazis, where under the Nuremberg Laws of 1935, they actually defined anyone as a Jew who was even one-eighth Jewish ancestry, which was very difficult because there had been some intermarriage, not a tremendously high rate. It wasn't the majority of Jewish people, but there were lots of people who were intermarried in Germany who were half Jewish or a quarter Jewish. And by the way, they did not include George Santos, who has claimed, based on nothing, that his parents fled Europe. His parents were born and grandparents were born in Brazil. That George Santos, the newly elected congressman who is in a world of trouble partially because he says that he is Jewish. Whoopi Goldberg taking the position that she said, remember who they were killing first. They were not killing racial. They were killing physical. They were killing people they considered to be mentally defective. And then they made this decision. And they didn't make the decision. It was part of their program. There were anti-Semitic parties that had existed in Germany and Austria before the Nazis, but none to which this was the number one fight. Hitler believed that his fight against Britain and America was a fight against Jews. And the idea that that is not racial, I really do not understand what her point is, and why, having apologized before for saying the Holocaust was not about race, she is back to it. Is this some kind of influence from Ye? Where's he gone, by the way? Oh, speaking of Hitler, there was an attempt by Michael Moore, who, by the way, give him credit, he's one of the very few people who said that Trump was going to win in 2016. He was right about that. Now he has an analysis of Trump that no matter how much you may dislike the former president. Is this fair? No, it's not fair. It's wildly unfair. Listen to Michael.
As the report says, it comes down to one individual that made this happen. And the plot started before he even knew he was going to lose. I mean, that's the most important part of this. I think the conspiracy that kept going and everything they had in place, as you said, the key was to create chaos. Chaos from election night onward so that nobody could kind of get their thing together to make this happen. But the chaos theory, this is what, you know, back in January of 1933, Billy Wilder, the great film director, a Jewish man who lived in Berlin, got on a train to Paris the day after Hitler was inaugurated. Hitler was democratically elected. And his family's going, why are you leaving? Why? Hitler's an idiot. Nothing's going to happen. Plus, this is Germany. You know, this is we're Jews, but we're Jews in Germany. The editor of the Morning Berlin paper is Jewish. The conductor of the Berlin Philharmonic is Jewish. We're all Jews. And he's like, no, we're not okay. He knew in 1933.
Yeah.
There was no Holocaust then. There was nothing. But he knew what they immediately. Hitler and the Nazis started creating chaos.
Yeah.
He only won by a plurality. What?
Okay, Hitler was not freely elected as chancellor. They negotiated his job as chancellor. The conductor of the Berlin Philharmonic, the great Wilhelm Fritz Fengler, was emphatically not Jewish. In fact, he stayed during the war and continued to conduct during World War II, much to his later regret. This is absurd. I mean, honestly, reaching Michael Moore for a totally misleading and illiterate Nazi analogy, better ways to range political discourse for this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hi, Fred Dreyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.